might say, well, old so-and-so's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out where he...
I love him for that.
What he died of, or what happened to him, or what he died of, or what killed him.
Johnny is coming out. My daughter.
Say the place where people are buried, call that the
cemetery. Or some places they call it mausoleum, where they're interred above the ground, and that's a mausoleum. But cemetery is place around, nearly everything around here would be a cemetery. That's where they're buried on the ground.
What about the box that the person's buried in? What do you call that?
Well, you can call it a casket or a coffin or a sepulcher.
And you call the entire ceremony for the dead person that
funeral.
And people who are at the funeral who are wearing black, you say they're
in mourning.
Say if you met a friend of yours on the streets, what might you say to him in a way of greeting him and inquiring about his health? You might say, well,
are you getting along?
Or if somebody asked you that, what would you say in response if it were just an average day?
Well, just tell you the truth, I don't always tell them. I'll just say, oh, I'm doing pretty good, thank you. Really, when folks ask you, of course, it's a kind of a form of greeting to...
Yeah, they're really not interested.
They don't care whether you're speaking too good or not. That's just a way of saying hello.
Yeah.
They say, how you doing today? And you say, oh, pretty good. You may not be doing worth a darn, but they don't want to hear about you. They don't want to hear your troubles. So I don't tell them if I'm not feeling good. I was feeling like hell yesterday. I was feeling pretty bad, but I don't say anything to anybody about it. There's no point in it. I went out to the doctor yesterday afternoon and got straightened out on some things. But there's no use to broadcast it, because there's too much of that goes on. It's kind of a subject that people don't like to think about it. So usually I wouldn't go advertising my aches and pains. And if there's anything that bores me, is to get around some old woman and she starts talking about her operation and her constipation and this, that, and the other, and they'll run you crazy.
What about, do you ever hear of this type of disease that a lot of children used to die from because they would get sores in their throat, couldn't breathe?
Well, let's see. Typhoid? Typhoid fever?
Is that kind of like
diphtheria? Well, diphtheria, yes it is, it's like diphtheria. Diphtheria is a throat disease too. And tell you the truth, measles can be pretty rough. Measles can be awful rough.
Have you ever heard of any kind of disease that'll make your skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice. That's a form of liver ailment. Your liver is not functioning properly, and your liver is putting out bile, and instead of being absorbed in what you eat, while the stuff gets in your blood and it turns your skin yellow. That's a very unhealthy condition to be in. It's yellow jaundice. And malaria. Malaria causes that quite a bit too.
Well, what if a person were getting a very severe pain right about here, might be getting an attack of
appendicitis? That's what I thought I had yesterday.
Really?
I sure was.
You still have your appendix?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Well, good. I hope you keep on. Well, I was having stomach ache yesterday, and I thought I was having appendicitis. So I went out there and took a test. Found out it wasn't. So it's a happy feeling. That makes you feel good to find out you don't have it.
Did it stop the pain?
Yeah.
It's about to run out. Just wait on it.
Okay.
Well, maybe I can get something on it. Say if you ate something that disagreed with and it came back up, you say you had to...
Vomit? Or herb?
Herb.
Yeah. Crack your lunch.
Do what?
Crack your lunch.
Crack your lunch.
Yeah.
I've heard of having to blow your lunch.
Yeah.
Not crack your lunch.
Yeah, that's called cracking your lunch. Retch, R-E-T-C-H.